I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, November 6th. Donald Trump was elected the 47th president of the United States today, an extraordinary comeback for a former president who refused to accept defeat 4 years ago, sparked a violent insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, was convicted of felony charges, and survived two assassination attempts. With a win in Wisconsin, Trump cleared the 270 electoral votes needed to clinch the presidency. 61.5% of Quincy's voters cast ballots in yesterday's presidential election. Just over 41,000 of the city's over 67,000 registered voters cast ballots either yesterday or voted early or by mail. The turnout was significantly lower than City Clerk Nicole Crispo's prediction of a 72% to 78% turnout. It was also lower than the past two presidential elections, where the turnout in Quincy was at least 70%. Almost 19,000 votes were cast early or by mail in Quincy. And for president, Quincy voters followed the state, supporting Vice President Kamala Harris with almost 60% of the vote, compared to former President Trump with 36% of the vote. Quincy voters also supported incumbent Senator Elizabeth Warren with 58% of the vote, compared to Republican challenger John Deaton with 38% of the vote. Quincy voters also supported Congressman Stephen Lynch with 68% of the vote, compared to Robert Burke's 25%. State Representative Tacky Chan of Quincy has won re-election to another two-year term. Chan earned 12,520 votes yesterday to Republican Sharon Santolo's 5,558 votes, a difference of 63% to 28%. It was the second time that Santolo had challenged Chan to represent the 2nd Norfolk District, which is entirely in Quincy. All other members of the Quincy State delegation were unopposed yesterday. Chan was first elected to office in 2011. Massachusetts voters have decided against allowing the legalization of psychedelic mushrooms or increasing the minimum wage for tipped workers. However, voters did approve auditing the state legislature by the state auditor, removing MCAS as a graduation requirement, and allowing rideshare drivers to unionize. During yesterday's elections, questions 1 through 3 were approved. Questions 4 and 5 were rejected. Quincy voters followed the statewide results on the ballot questions. Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren winning a third term in the U.S. Senate yesterday. Warren fending off a challenge from Republican John Deaton, an attorney who moved to the state from Rhode Island earlier this year. Deaton tried to portray the former Harvard Law School professor as out of touch with ordinary Bay State residents. Warren cast herself as a champion for an embattled middle class and a critic of regulations benefiting the wealthy. She has remained popular in the state despite coming in third in Massachusetts in her 2020 bid for president. And Democratic Congressman Stephen Lynch winning re-election to the U.S. House representing the 8th District in Massachusetts yesterday. Lynch brushing back an effort by Republican Robert Burke to unseat him, beating him 71% to 28%. Lynch has represented the state's 8th Congressional District, which includes Quincy and parts of Boston, since he was sworn into Congress in October 2001, following the death of Democratic Congressman Joe Moakley. The former iron worker is a member of the Financial Services Committee and serves as the top Democrat on the Subcommittee on Digital Assets, Financial Technology, and Inclusion. He's also a member of the Subcommittee on Capital Markets. Lynch was declared the winner just after 11 o'clock last night. Other news today, the MBTA has terminated two more employees amid an investigation into suspected criminal activity at the Cabot Yard Maintenance Facility. MBTA General Manager Phil Eng previously confirmed the firings of four others at a press conference last week. 11 employees were initially placed on leave over the investigation. The employees have not been publicly identified, nor has the T specified exactly what kind of misconduct prompted the firings. The ongoing investigation involves the alleged misuse of resources for non-work-related activities. The Cabot Yard facility in South Boston is used to store and maintain Red Line vehicles and buses, and it's where Red Line track workers and inspectors are based. The allegations are that the employees were working on private vehicles at the Cabot Yard during working hours. It's unclear how the alleged criminal activity was discovered. Specific details have yet to be released. T has said it will take all necessary disciplinary actions regarding the matter. Management also plans to increase site visits there. Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott announcing that his office will host a veterans-focused House to House for Heroes event this coming Saturday, involving dozens of volunteers who will visit the homes of veterans in Braintree and share vital information about the important resources and new benefits available to them. McDermott will be joined at the kickoff by Braintree Mayor Aaron Joyce. House to House for Heroes will take place starting with a special ceremony at the Braintree Public Safety Complex on Washington Street, Braintree Highlands, before an army of volunteers heads out to connect with veterans in partnership with the Braintree Veterans Services Office. The volunteers will carry a packet of information, including a letter thanking the veterans for their service, helpful information about how to apply for assistance and health benefits from Veterans Affairs, details about housing and employment opportunities, information about newly available state benefits, as well as contacts for many veteran-based agencies. Reminder, a section of the Red Line is shut down through this weekend as part of the MBTA's track improvement plan to address speed restrictions. Shuttle buses are replacing Red Line trains between Broadway and North Quincy through November 10th. The shuttles will extend to Ashmont over the weekend, and during this time, the commuter rail will be fare-free between Braintree and South Station. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 427. The NASDAQ rose 259. And the S&P adding 70. The euro is down and oil at $71 a barrel. Sports. Toronto shutting out the Bruins. 4-0 last night. The Bees are back home tomorrow night at 7 as they host Calgary. Tonight, Celtics take on Golden State at the Garden at 7:30. Forecast from the National Weather Service for today could be record-breaking warmth, sunny with a high of 79 degrees, quite windy as well. There will be a red flag warning in effect due to the danger of brush fires. For tonight, partly cloudy and lows only in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, high of 70. Friday, sunny, a little cooler, high of 63. And a little cooler Saturday, but lots of sunshine, high 52. The marine forecast calling for 2-foot waves, southwest winds 10 to 15, but gusting to 30 knots at times. High tide 2:11 p.m. Sunrise 6:23, sets at 4:30. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open at 6 o'clock this morning. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, November 6th.